With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. The Senate is set to vote on a war powers measure following the ouster of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. This report from Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Virginia Democrat Senator Tim Kaine said that he will force a vote next week to block further military action against Venezuela without congressional approval in the wake of President Donald Trump's operation to capture Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Senate Majority Leader John Thune said he expects further briefings from the administration on this operation as part of its comprehensive counter-narcotics strategy. House Speaker Mike Johnson added that the Trump administration is working to schedule briefings for lawmakers when they return to Washington. I'm Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Trump is putting the brakes on increased tariffs on furniture and other goods.
The president signed a New Year's Eve proclamation delaying higher tariffs on upholstered furniture, kitchen cabinets, and vanities for 1 year. He cited ongoing trade talks for the reason. The order keeps in place a 25% tariff he imposed in September on those goods. The president has said the tariffs on furniture are needed to bolster American industry and protect national security. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This past week, President Trump met with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to advance toward the second phase of the Gaza deal. In his words, as quickly as we can. Dr. Michael Oren, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., says there is a particular group that must be eradicated.
If Hamas is to be disarmed militarily, kinetically, there's no other country in the world that's going to do it except for Israel. That's the end. No one else is going to die for Hamas. No one else is going to die, so frankly, for Israel. It's our troops who have to go out there and defend our homes, defend our families, our neighborhoods. And you do that by taking out Hamas.
Dr. Oren made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham calls Democrats out.
In an amicus brief to the Supreme Court, more than 130 Democratic members of the House and Senate are urging the justices to strike down state laws that bar boys from competing against girls in school sports. Graham, in a post on Facebook, says, quote, "This is sick. Men in women's sports and restrooms is perverted. It seems that most Democrats in Washington are buying into these lies. Pray that God will guide the hearts of the Supreme Court justices." Michael Harrington reporting.
The Muslim terrorist crisis in Burkina Faso doesn't get as much media attention as those playing out in larger African states. But local leaders say it's just as bad. One Christian clergyman in that place reports that most believers are afraid to go out at night for fear of being targeted by Muslim gangs. But he tells aid to the church in need, the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. The key word is resilience. This is SRN News. The American Kennel Club adds three more breed to its recognized list.
One of the newcomers is the Teddy Roosevelt Terrier, another the Russian Svetnaya Belanka, a lapdog developed in Soviet-era Russia, the third a centuries-old French hunting hound called the Basset Fauve de Bretagne. The AKC now recognizes 205 breeds. Recognition means eligibility for many U.S. dog shows and can increase a breed's visibility to the pet-loving public. Julie Walker, New York.
Experts say home care can affect your health and finances. Early and routine maintenance not only fixes visible damage, but also ensures healthy living environments and protects homes' long-term value. Planning for regular upkeep and emergencies can also reduce costly repairs. Federal research says most homes lived in today will still be in use by 2050, emphasizing the need for better education to maintain them. More at SRNnews.com.